This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
That people are liking his two things. One, I expressed my frustrations right to Rodney's face, which Rodney didn't get up and hit me in the mouth for, so I respect that and certainly
love
that.
So now we're going to continue to do that.
Yeah. It's early in the season.
Well, let's give it a couple weeks.
Don't let me blame Rodney for things that he doesn't have control of. I'm going to tell you that right now. He's in the secondary. He wasn't out there on the field at the time, so we could sit there and do a back and forth. But the other thing is, did you know Rodney's hands were that big?
We shake
his hands every day he comes in here, and you looked at the camera, and I'm like, oh, my God, the mitts are huge.
Yeah, they're big.
I didn't realize his hands were that big. But this is going to be a point of concern on Sunday. I'll tell you that right now. I could sit there and talk about the quarterback, and we will, because I disagree with Mary Kay and what she said about him being able to see the field. I don't think he's seeing the field. I don't. And I think that fans are in his head, and I think that he's in a really bad place. But we can talk about that at any time. This is a very big issue. He did complete passes to Wandale Robinson. I said in that little rant that when he was going for Wandale Robinson, he could barely do it. Going back and watching the game, because I was so flustered and angry at the time, he was able to complete a few passes. I think four passes to Wandale Robinson.
That was a second-round pick.
In that game, yeah. But, I mean, Malik Nabers being able to do that, and they didn't score any second-half points. They won 21 to 15. I was frustrated because I'm going, man, it's all Malik Nabers. Like, stop this. I know it's one-on-one, and
make Daniel Jones have to think about it. Make him have to take a little more time to find somebody else, or have him have to force a ball in there, which, of course, he did force one, and still Malik Nabers went up and got it somehow, miraculously so. But at least add to the degree of difficulty for somebody like Daniel Jones, because if you do that, then you feel like a guy could get flustered. A guy could start making mistakes he doesn't otherwise make.
And I can't
Or that he always makes, actually.
But true. And I cannot let this happen again on Sunday. I cannot let one wide receiver just beat the brakes off us while we're trying to figure out whatever they're trying to figure out on offense. What that is, I don't know. Anytime you ask for an explanation, they don't give you a good one, or they start talking about decoys. But whatever they're trying to do on offense, it ain't working right now. Whatever I'm trying to do on defense, I mean, you held them to 21 points, no second half points. So you got something figured out. I'm sorry, you should be able to score. You spent how much money on this offense? You should be able to score more than 20 points in 3 weeks of football. I don't give a damn what type of offense you're trying to put in there. You have one of the most expensive offenses in all the NFL. Now I'm pissed, because I'm just thinking about the money that's being spent on that, and it ain't even my money. So you've decided, you got how much have you invested in guards and they're hurt? You got how much invested in your offensive line? You got half those guys hurt, and then your weapons are making all this money. And let's not even start with who makes the most money. So we can do all that, and you're not even able to score over 20 points in 3 weeks of football. So now I got to put more on my defense, and my defense has egos. So they don't want to do bracket coverage. They just want to do man. Okay. Well, then don't let Devontae Adams beat you on Sunday, I will have a massive coronary, and I won't even be able to yell on Monday
morning.
Yeah,
Kenny, I know. Here's Mary Kay, what she had to say with us moments ago, because I think this is really important.
They need to start faster, and they need to tighten things up, however that is. But like you said, Devontae Adams, I mean, he can hurt them. And Gardner Minshew, everyone saw last year how scrappy he is. He's a fighter. This is gut check time for the Raiders. They were called out by their coach. When you're facing a team that's in that situation, they're going to bring their A game, and the Browns have got to be ready for it.
Which I still don't even know. It's only week four, and they're getting called out for business decisions. I don't know if that's the right call, but either way,
Adams agreed with him, by the way. Adams agreed with his head coach.
Well, then, hell, never mind.
No,
I
mean,
I did not hear Devontae Adams say that. I beg your pardon.
No, I just thought, that was interesting that he came by. He was interviewed over the last few days, and he's like, yeah, it was bad. It was bad from some of the players. So I am expecting. I'm not saying that the Browns, you know, they're going to get dominated by this Raiders team. I mean, come on. We're way better than this Raiders team. We should be. We should be better than this Raiders team.
Yes.
But one thing I do know this week, you are going to get a fired up Raiders team. I hope you get a fired up Browns team. I really do. I hope that you get a fired up Browns team that is in desperation mode and is going to do whatever it takes to win games.
You better. Mike and Stowe. Hello.
Yeah, Ken. Good morning, Anthony. How are you guys doing today?
Doing okay.
Yeah, I know. Well, here's the thing.
Grumble. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Go ahead, Mike.
No worries. I totally disagree with Mary Kay. I love her to put out fires at times, you know, and keep us all calm. But this is a problem. You know, our offense is in complete disarray. We can't get anything right. We can't on defense, which I kind of suspected that we were going to have a little bit of a letdown. I mean, we were so good last year. I don't see how we could keep that up. It's just really hard to do that from year to year for any team. And now it's really showing. But the biggest problem that I'm kind of with you, Ken. You know, Deshaun needs to be thrown to the wolves. I hate that this line is a piece of crap and it's a mess right now. And I miss Bell Callahan like crazy. But I'm going to put it all on Dickerson. But it is definitely all the mistakes. And I think they're leading to injuries. I think it's compounding the problem. And now it's leading into Deshaun and the fans are doubting him. It's a mess. I don't care what she says. This is a mess. We better gut check time. It's definitely it. We lose, it's time to pack it in. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for the call, Kenny, Mike. I mean, he's saying to pack it in a month into the season. You're 1-3. You're 1-3.
Yeah,
and good.
A bunch of teams are 1-2 or 0-3 that are going to make the playoffs.
I don't care about the other teams.
No, but I'm telling you, the reason I'm telling you that is to say that those teams aren't giving up on the season, and they look terrible. They have a lot of issues. Heck, the Steelers, until, I don't know, Filippone was just flat out lying to us around the AFC North. He knows our offense sucks. He knows that Justin Fields has not been that great. But they were the real fans of the Steelers know they need to get a lot better too. The Bill Callahan part of this, he did say, "Man, I wish we could have, you know, Bill Callahan back." Now Derrick Rose published a letter.
What does Derrick have to do with anything?
Can we publish something in the Tennessean and get Bill Callahan to come back? Because it's not going to end well over there either.
Derrick Rose retired today and published a full-page letter in the Cleveland Plain Dealer thanking Cavs fans for his 16 games in Cleveland.
Did he do that as a joke? Well, did he tell his friends, "Hey, I'm going to do it to it"? You won't do it in Cleveland, though, will you? You won't do it in Cleveland. Oh, yes, I will. It's in color, Kenny.
Yeah,
that's
it
like double the price.
It's true. A lot of toner.
A lot of ink's going for these days.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it just shows you. You don't even get new ink. You just get new printers. That's what you do.